Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at reservebar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at reservebar.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The Volume.
The Colin Cowherd Podcast, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. No better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. Basketball, football, they have awesome new and existing user promotions. It's easy to use. It's safe and secure. You can get your winnings back in 2 hours. My favorite, the same game parlays. You can bet $5 or $10 and win $150 or more. If you are new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Get started now. Sign up promo code Colin so they know we and I sent you. The Colin Cowherd Podcast, presented by the FanDuel Sportsbook. All right, we get ready for my buddy, former pro scout, Three and Out podcast, John Middlecoff. Been at the Niners camp for 2 weeks. I got questions about Trey Lance. But first, fake questions, real answers. I got stuff I want to talk about, but don't want to wait for you to ask me. Did you see the post from AB, you know, Antonio Brown, saying his biggest regret was that he didn't get to watch himself play football? What did you make of it? What I make of it is that Mike Tomlin kept him basically inside the rails for his first contract. I mean, the guy's like not all there. There's narcissism, and then there's whatever AB is. I just have respect for Mike Tomlin. I've said this before. Mike is a player's coach. Sometimes the Steelers feel too emotionally driven. But when you read that quote, that post from Antonio Brown, he's serious completely. Can't imagine having to manage that diva. Dear Colin, which head coach quarterback duo concerns you the most this year? Well, first of all, we have a trend for about 3 years. Defensive coaches sometimes struggle to get along with quarterbacks. Belichick, Brady at the end, Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll, Mike Zimmer, Kirk Cousins, Brian Flores, Tua. The one I look at is Ron Rivera and Carson Wentz. Ron's a defensive coach. He tends to be conservative in nature, and Carson Wentz is reckless. that is a really, really bad combination. There's a trend in this league, and it's pretty obvious. Coaches and quarterbacks, defensive coaches and quarterbacks, as this game in the NFL opens up and pivots to offense, these relationships increasingly are uneven. Zimmer, Cousins, Pete Carroll, Russ, Robert Saleh, Zach Wilson, Jets, keep your eye on it. Defensive coach and a quarterback who sometimes goes off script. Those two concern me. Dear Colin, what's the biggest mistake that football fans make every year at this time? Excellent question. Fans tend to think even great draft picks, top 10 picks, top 5 picks will make an immediate impact. Now, there are certain positions like running back or cornerback where it's easier to excel. I mean, you can either find the hole at running back, cover a guy at corner or not. Sauce Gardner for the Jets should play week one and be really, really good. But I covered Warren Sapp his first year with the Buccaneers in Tampa. He was a dominant defensive lineman in college. First year, 3 sacks. Second year, he tripled it to 9. Cooper Kupp, 4 years in with the Rams. With McVay, 4 years in to that offense, had 900 yards receiving. Derrick Henry really didn't pop until about year 3 or 4. He only started 4 games his first year. Derrick Henry, as good as he is, in his first 2 years, started 4 games for the Titans offense. It takes a while. There'll be a couple of corners and a running back or two that will pop early. But this game is fast, it's complex, and even great rookies can rarely pop early. Ja'Marr Chase, Bengals, complete outlier. Dear Colin, of the notable quarterbacks in their second year, which one do you think separates? My guess, Trevor Lawrence, Jacksonville. Number one, he's more talented than the rest of them. I think you'll see it this year. Number two, unlike Mac Jones in New England, the Jags have leaned in to Trevor Lawrence. They got him an offensive coach. They got him Christian Kirk, Zay Jones. They got him a tight end, Evan Ingram. And 2 running backs banged up last year, both return this year. In every unit offensively, they leaned in. It's also a weaker than average division. My guess is Trevor Lawrence puts up pretty big numbers in year 2 for the Jags. Can't wait to watch it. Dear Colin, what's something that sounds political that isn't? I'll give you one. Donald Trump, and I kind of like it, may be responsible for college realignment. He eliminated a tax loophole that allowed college boosters to write off their season ticket purchases. So fans could deduct 80% of their donations on their taxes. He eliminated that. I mean, in 2016, Alabama claimed ticket-related donations of up to $25 million, but it's no longer a write-off. Trump eliminated that. So what happened? Well, if I don't get a write-off as a rich guy, why am I going to give you a couple million dollars? You got to make the games better. Texas said, I keep going to my boosters. USC said, we keep going to our boosters. I can't sell Oregon State, Washington State, Texas Tech, and Iowa State. Now Texas can go to their boosters who don't get that write-off and say, we'll give you Georgia, we'll give you Bama, we'll give you LSU, and we'll give you Oklahoma. All right, I'll sign up, even though I don't get the write-off. USC can say, I'll give you Michigan, I'll give you Wisconsin, I'll give you Penn State, I'll give you Ohio State. I don't get the write-off, but I want to be at those games. It's actually a loophole that was eliminated. I think it's been the impetus for Texas, USC to realign to conferences with bigger name brands on Saturday. And I kind of like it. Dear Colin, does Jimmy G to the Cleveland Browns, Mary Kay Cabot reports it could happen, make sense to you? Yeah, I said this yesterday on Fox. It makes total sense. It is a quarterback-friendly offense, not quarterback-centric. Kevin Stefanski has some lineage with Gary Kubiak and the Shanahans. This offense for Jimmy G will be very familiar. Your star is a running back, Nick Chubb. Like the Niners, it's above average offensive line. Jimmy G has played in notable division games. Russ Wilson, Sean McVay, Stafford, Kyler Murray. Jimmy G's been in a tough division in big national TV games and big playoff games. Cleveland, Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Steelers, national TV games, tough division. I think Jimmy G to Cleveland, if the suspension is longer than 8 games, and I think it will be, I think it's a natural fit. It's an easy one. All right, John Middlecoff, former NFL scout, host of Three and Out and the Go Low pod for the Volume Sports Network. So I watched the New York Giants. I wanted to see the first couple of drives. My takeaway is Daniel Jones is just okay. We may get a better version with Brian Daboll, the head coach. The O-line appeared overwhelmed as the Patriots blitzed. It felt like on every down. I was saying this, that I don't think fans understand sometimes, John, that owners, more owners than you think, meddle. Eric Mangini has told me incredible stories from both the Browns and the Jets. And I think the Maras, because they drafted this kid at 6, want to see it through this year. And I just don't see it with Daniel Jones. On the first drive, he had a ball out in the flat. Any top 15 quarterback in the league hits that 15 to 15 times, flies it over his head. You know, he can hit a slant. Well, shit, everybody in the league can hit a slant. Every backup, you know, college guys can hit a slant. I feel like the Giants at this point, and I never thought I'd say this, I think they're being held back by their ownership. I really do.
Well, if you think about it, you remember that moment when Coughlin was fired, retired, and he left the stage and he didn't shake Mara's hand and he stormed out of the room? Well, ever since that moment, they've gone through Pat Shurmur, Gettleman, and Joe Judge. It's been an absolute disaster for about 4.5 years now. And that team's terrible. And for as bad as, listen, you and I could be an owner and we'd miss on hiring coaches. That's right, really right. Hard. But to stick with Dave Gettleman in that situation over that period of time and let him draft. I mean, when he drafted Daniel Jones, and I knew people that do the SEC and go through Duke, he was well-liked. You know, he was an intriguing prospect. It's clear, right? He's big. He can move. He's got a live arm. He's not that accurate. He turns the ball over a lot. But take him 6th overall? You know, even if you're going to take a swing on a project who's got a long way to go, Jordan Love went at the end of the 20s. To take the guy 6th overall, take a running back in a league that, let's face it, is trending away hard from that at 2 overall. These guys are inheriting a dumpster fire. They really are. And this GM had a front row seat at one of the great turnarounds we've seen in recent memory in the Bills. I think everyone that knows him in the league thinks highly of him. And Brian Daboll, let's face it, before Josh Allen, what he did with Josh Allen, he deserves a lot of credit, is beyond impressive, right? But his resume before that, you know, as an offensive coordinator, wasn't great. So I think the best thing they could ask for is just bottom out, be terrible, and be in the position, which what looks like to be a fantastic quarterback draft, and draft a guy and kind of start over. And maybe Daniel Jones, you know, Alex was more accurate, but I do think there's some Alex Smith qualities of just, there's a lot there. He's a high level guy. Maybe someone, maybe get with an Andy Reid, get at a high level organization, just kind of resurrect your career, even if it takes being a backup. Cause there are going to be a lot of people that are just going to blame the Giants. You know, he got his ass kicked through Shurmur and then the Joe Judge situation. But yeah, he's, as of right now, on this team, I mean, they're not set up. I mean, they got guys dropping balls, Colin, hitting them in their hand. I mean, it's just, it's going to be ugly this year in New York.
Yeah. You know, I said this about Jimmy Garoppolo, is we don't need to go on about what he is. But, you know, to me, he's sort of big game Jimmy. He's often very good in the 2-minute drill. He can be really good sometimes on the road. There's a ceiling, but I never worry about him getting tight. I just think he's a limited player who's an accurate thrower. But I said this, if you brought in Jimmy G to, like, let's say the Seahawks or the Giants, he's your best quarterback this year. And even if you draft a quarterback top 5, he's better than him next year. And then he becomes the 3rd year, as you're not paying your quarterback potentially, you move him, or he's a great mentor. I don't get the reluctance with Jimmy Garoppolo. You've seen him throw at practice over the last 2 weeks. I don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks just a normal Jimmy. I mean, you walk out to practice. It's a normal, bizarre situation. What team transitions to a new quarterback, leaving a guy like Jimmy still around? Because usually that guy creates, you know, if Drew Rosenhaus was his agent or whatever, it would be fireworks, right? Get rid of my guy, release him, let him pick and choose. But from what I've been told is Jimmy does not want the controversy. And there's nowhere right now really to go. Because those places, like, does he really want to go to Seattle or New York? Probably not. I think he's hoping this Cleveland thing, you know, materializes. He goes there, good team, kind of resurrects his value, and then gets some money this offseason as a free agent. I hear you on that one. The only problem is he's good enough to win you some games. And if I'm Seattle and definitely New York, I want to bottom out.
Okay.
You know, it's like in the NBA. I want to have a chance for that number one overall pick. And we don't quite know who it's going to be. Like, there's not like Andrew Luck or Trevor Lawrence for sure. I mean, there are several guys. I don't think, you know, Bryce is small, right? CJ's a little bigger, but he's not as mobile. It'll be interesting. I mean, this college season is going to play out, and one guy will kind of separate, you'd think, at the top. But there are several of them. So if I'm those two teams, I'm not messing with it. And Houston, I know they really like Davis Mills, and, you know, he's drafted in the third round. We have several guys in the league, right? Your guy, Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott, Kirk Cousins. Like, we've seen in recent memory some third, fourth, fifth round picks become very viable starters. Definitely third and fourth. And Davis Mills, big, good arm, Stanford, smart. You know, Seattle's got nobody, and obviously the Giants got nobody. But I would head to the cellar if I'm them before I mess with Jimmy. I hear what you're saying. If I was Jimmy, I would not want any part of either of those places, though.
Yeah.
Big news. FanDuel has an all-new mobile gaming app. FanDuel Faceoff is where you compete quick, fun games against other real people for real cash. Has all sorts of games you're familiar with, like Home Run Derby, Wheel of Fortune, puzzle strategy games, and more. Contests are action-packed. Last between 2 and 5 minutes. You can play on your couch, waiting in line, during a commercial break, whenever on your schedule. Practice for free anytime. That's cool. Whether it's head-to-head, multiplayer, large tournaments, FanDuel Faceoff, something for you. Plus, in most games, you're going to be matched against peeps of similar skill levels. You're not totally overmatched, even as a beginner. Faceoff also tied to your FanDuel account and wallet, so you can easily use your daily fantasy funds or sportsbook's winnings in the apps. Please download the FanDuel Faceoff app and compete in a few non-cash contests. FanDuel.com, always use the code Colin, download the FanDuel Faceoff app. Get in the game.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top
not
of it.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because he didn't need it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Okay, so you've been at Niners practice. You know, I totally understand when fan is short for fanatic, don't want to hear the truth. But I've got four different sources that Trey Lance struggles with accuracy. You've been at practice. You see it. He has good days and bad days. I think it's going to work mostly because I have such confidence in the roster, Kyle Shanahan. I've always said the Niners offense is not quarterback-centric. It's quarterback-friendly. You don't have to be great. But you've watched Trey Lance. What do your eyes tell you?
Yeah, up until 2 days ago, I mean, it had been a roller coaster, inaccurate. You know, he's about 50% when even his backups, you know, almost 70%. So
that's an issue.
The one thing it is. And to win in this league, even with a coach like Kyle Shanahan that loves running the ball and their defense is going to be fantastic. Jimmy Garoppolo is really good on third down, you know, and what's third down usually? It's third and eight. It's not third and one. Right. So you got to throw either a longer pass, right? An intermediate route. And I do think the last 2 days he's looked really, really good. Now, what he has going for him, like Mahomes several years ago, is he's inheriting a really good team.
Yeah.
And a really good coach. And unlike even Mahomes that first year, his defense is going to be fantastic. And offensively, the one thing with practice with his quote unquote inaccuracy is they're really, him and Debo are trying to develop down the field. I think they're just trying to see if there's something there. Cause you know, Debo behind the line of scrimmage, quick screens, hand him the ball. They've really kind of forced that. And that's what training camp's for. The other thing is Kittle and Bosa are on kind of unique training camp packages. It's like, we know what these guys are. We need 17 of these, not they proving nothing. So Kittle's not a huge part of practice, and he's going to be like, if he had practice, and he's a great practice player, clearly the Niners are like, listen, you come in great shape, we're cool, we'll just ease you in. He's going to add 5, 6, 8% to Trey immediately, right? Big target. It's quicker.
Point. Yeah.
But ultimately, what Kyle, like, I worked for Andy Reid. Andy Reid loves throwing the ball. It's why he ultimately needs a throwing quarterback, and him and Mahomes are match made in football heaven. Kyle does not. I mean, his family motto is run the football. And he is going to run the football a lot. And they have so many running backs. And their offensive line can run block. At Kittle, Juszczyk. I mean, they're one of the only teams that use the fullback. And he's a fantastic player. So they basically have seven offensive linemen. I do think Trey, he'd have to be pretty bad for them to struggle. Colin, I think they're going to be pretty good. Unless he just implodes, which is always possible. Football's hard. But he's a high-level guy. He's going to make some mistakes. I know you and me agree on this. Like, picks, I can live with picks. It's just as we talked about with Daniel Jones, are you airmailing someone on third and eight when the guy's open to keep the sticks moving? Tie game, fourth quarter. It's plays like that you're going to have to live with him improving as the season comes on or goes on. But I do think there's a lot there to be very bullish on as a player.
So, listen, I think the Vikings are going to be the most improved team. I think the Patriots have a chance to be one of the bigger drop-off teams. I think the Bears are going to implode.
Terrible.
Yeah, I think they could be the worst team in the league. But it's interesting with New England. So this was floated to me a few weeks ago. And it's a theory that Belichick looked at the schedule. The last seven games, they play like Pro Bowl quarterbacks. So New England needs to start pretty quick. And by not naming an offensive coordinator and not giving Mac Jones any snaps in the preseason, they will have a September element of surprise. There are no trends. Matt Patricia's never called plays. And that Belichick knows we got to get off to a fast start. Now, Belichick, September's always been his experimental month. But I think Bill can look at things. I mean, he knows he can't force Josh Allen to punt. There are things he knows. Miami has upgraded significantly on offense with Kyle Shanahan's system. So that's the only thing I can – I said the other day, if you were sabotaging the Patriots, you'd do three or four things. overspend for mediocre free agents, cut your best corner in a passing league, piss off Tom Brady, and have a weird draft with players if you leave have no value. Oh, yeah, and make defensive coaches offensive coaches. It's weird. What do you make of what they're doing? Because I can't figure it out.
Well, right when you flipped on the preseason game, they had a couple guys coming back from injury on defense. And I think it's fair to say I'll give him the benefit out their defense, even his son coaching the defense and Gerard Mayo, the former linebacker. I think they'll be fine there. They typically always are, even though they don't have like as famous of guys as they used to. Offensively, like I think it's pretty embarrassing to do what they're doing. I mean, do you remember the play last year where Joe Judge, and he technically wasn't the offensive coordinator because he couldn't. He didn't know how. He ran the ball on like third and nine on their pinned back of the 3 yard line. And then like that was, I think, week late in the season. It was basically like, you got to fire this guy. And he didn't last much longer. And Patricia, I mean, Stafford, who clearly is a really high level guy and gets along with everyone, despised the guy. Now, that's been the case for a lot of Belichick's coaches.
Wow.
Right. Just when they've been the head guy. But I do think that putting a lifetime defensive coach, I mean, he's been coaching defense now for 15 years, position coaches, linebacker, DBs, defensive coordinator. He obviously was not the offensive coordinator when he was the head coach in Detroit to call plays. Like, is insane. The only way I can wrap my head around this is he's trying to save his owner money, because both these guys are still getting paid by the Lions and the Giants. And if you don't put titles on, you don't have to pay him as much. But there's no explanation for it, Colin. It's any other coach that did it would get absolutely eviscerated. Now he's got a little more equity, but I think these two guys, Judge and Patricia, are pretty polarizing names now because we saw like how big they flamed out. I mean, it was really, really bad for both, right? Running out of town, embarrassingly bad, like completely over their head. Remember Patricia screamed at the reporter for not sitting up straight as he's, you know, listen, I like to eat as much as the next guy, but he's just a slob, you know. And let's face it, the other thing is that as a defensive coach, they got dramatically better when Flores jumped in the next year. Wasn't he the defensive coach when Nick Foles was slicing and dicing them? It's not like they were as buttoned up on defense. The Patriots have been better post-Patricia on defense with Flores and then Belichick and his kid. They have been much more buttoned down on that side of the ball since Matty P took off to Detroit, and now he's back working on offense and doing Ernie Adams' job.
Yeah, the
you can't lose Ernie Adams and Dante Scarnecchia. Like, there are certain people in any company that are just pretty vital, and it's fair to say that those two guys play a role that are just. And I think a lot of people, Patriot guys, say Josh was pretty powerful individual in that building too.
So in the last 3 years, they've lost Brady, Josh McDaniels, and Dante Scarnecchia. The best quarterback of all time, the best offensive line coach of all time, and the best coordinator offensively in the league. I mean, I'm sorry. And, you know, I said today on the air, you got to do four things, and the Chiefs do all of these well. The Rams do these well. You got to draft well. Patriots don't draft offense well. You got to develop it. They don't really develop offense well. You either have to buy it well or coach it well. The Chiefs do all four of those offensively. They draft it, they develop it, they coach it, or they'll just go buy it. When you look at their free agent, they have the most expensive tight end and wide receiving units. They don't have a single receiver that can separate. Not what Devontae Parker was last in the NFL last year in separation. Shit, they can't buy offense. Mohamed Sanu was a bust. It's incredible. They can't even buy it.
Yeah. And they are depending on a guy who, obviously, Mac's an impressive guy, but who's physically limited. And as the season gets cold, as it does in New England and in Buffalo and the teams that they're going to have to beat late in the season, you know, it's the thing that I would bet against Tua any cold weather game. Like, I'm out. You know, it's a thing with Deshaun Watson. I was talking to someone in the NFL. They're like, this guy, Deshaun Watson, who was really good before everything happened, but he was he probably got a slightly above average arm, played at Clemson, South, only warm, and then Houston, dome, and basically Indy's in a dome, Tennessee's relatively warmer, right? He's not playing freezing cold games. Now he's going to Cleveland, where it just gets cold the last 2 months, and think of the teams he's playing. Cincinnati, Baltimore, Pittsburgh. Like, there are certain, when I worked in Philly, like, you're not winning up there with a weak arm quarterback.
That's right.
That's kind of the question on Jalen Hurts. Like, can he do it? Well, no one knows. Time will tell. But most times in cold weather, Brady, Eli, right? Some of the guys that are going, like, even Burrow, he's got a pretty good arm. You know, you got to have a strong arm to get through the wind and the cold. Like that factors in. And that would be my concern with Mac, who, let's face it, down the stretch of the season, you know, it wasn't that pretty.
Well, no, I mean, Jay Cutler had some success in Chicago, strong arm. Aaron Rodgers, strong arm. Stafford, Northern Division, had some success, strong arm. Who struggled?
Rodgers.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Donovan McNabb forever.
Yeah, yeah. Teddy Bridgewater in Minnesota, he wasn't as effective. Flacco, Big Ben, you know, those guys in that division, strong arm. So I think there's something. You know, I remember when Josh Rosen was coming out and a guy said Arizona could work or Miami. You're not putting him in a northern windy city. Like, his ball's not going to cut through it. He's slender. It's not going to work. So final question.
I think Bill just ultimately just ran out of coaches, you know, at 70, 71 years old. He's never been big on like hiring random coordinators to bring in. And this, you know, in a weird way, almost took the easy route for a guy that isn't, you don't think of Bill taking easy routes, but that's kind of what it feels like in this instance for sure.
So Minnesota is my most improved team. I thought Cousins and Mike Zimmer last year, I was told in the building was a mess. I also think they'll be healthier. I also think Green Bay won't be nearly as dynamic offensively. Chicago's still a mess. I have the Vikings being my nearly double your win total from like, what were they last year? 8. I'll put them at like 13. Is there a dramatically better team in this league in your eyes?
My pushback on Minnesota is, you know, I think we just assume all these young coaches are just going to be good. Coaching is hard. And this guy, impressive, right? Drafted once by Belichick. McVay likes him. Smart guy, clearly. Yeah, I think same thing with Nate Hackett. In like, it's hard. You know, not all these guys are going to hit. We talk about that a lot with quarterbacks, like only a percentage. Some of these new coaches, especially on these talented teams, just aren't going to work out. But, you know, they obviously have a lot of talent. This, I don't think, is a sleeper team, but I do think the Chargers have the best roster in the league. And they won 9 games last year. Like, I don't think it's inconceivable they win like 13, 14. Because they had an elite offense last year and a top-5 quarterback. I mean, I know multiple teams, you grade every player in the league. Herbert was anywhere between 4 and 5. Like, all the quarterbacks in the league, that's how the league viewed them. But their defense was atrocious. Remember, they got the Texans ran it down their throat. The last game, they couldn't stop Derek Carr. And you add Khalil Mack, who's fantastic against the run. You add J.C. Jackson. You add the Rams' defensive tackle. You know, Brandon Staley is a defensive guy who was, I'm not the biggest Brandon Staley guy, but he's taught by Vic Fangio. Their defense should be dramatically better. And we know how good their offense is. They're rolling everyone back. So I just think on paper, like if you told me Andy Reid was the coach of that team, I'd be like, they're winning 15, 16 games. So if Brandon Staley is just solid, I mean, they probably should win the division. Now that division is Denver's obviously going to be really good. I mean, the Raiders should be pretty good. Who the hell's betting against Andy and Mahomes? But not all these teams are going to make the playoffs, right? Someone in that division, potentially 2, right, depending on how it shakes out in the AFC, could go like 9-8 or 8-9 or whatever and miss the, and it's going to feel like they won 3 games. You know, if that happens in Denver, Chargers, or the Raiders and they miss the playoffs, even if they win 9 games, it's going to feel like a devastating blow because they've all, you had Russell Wilson, you had Khalil Mack, J.C. Jackson with Herbert, you had Josh McDaniels and Devontae Adams. Like, I mean, the pressure on all those. Andy kind of gets to fly under the radar. Well, last time I checked, he's won the division 6 straight years. And I don't think they plan on losing it. So, and they feel pretty confident about their chances when they play these teams. So it's, that division is, that's as good as it gets, right? Because the NFC West with Seattle falling off. I actually, my team to implode. Yeah, I know you're New England. Mine's Arizona. They got a lot going on there. I mean, their running back coach was just arrested. He's on team leave. Their star, the wide receiver that they traded a first-round pick for, was going 500 miles an hour on the way to practice. He went to jail for the day. It's got a lot of moving parts. Now they got midseason hard knocks. Now the pressure, you know, you make the playoffs, you know, can you do it again? It's just like, are they just a lock playoff team? You know, that they swept the Niners last year. I don't think that's going to happen. And now they've always played well in the division because Kyler's tough, but I feel they're kind of come back to earth a little bit. Now the NFC's pretty crappy, you know, them and, for example, Minnesota, who really were last year. I mean, Minnesota was right there till the end. I mean, they just kind of imploded on D. So, I mean, they could easily be in the mix. Dallas, too. I mean, Dallas, another team that the Eagles have a better roster. Now, Dallas has the better quarterback, but the Eagles have the better team. I mean, Dallas, how many weapons on offense can you lose? I mean, it's not like Dak's Aaron Rodgers here.
No, I mean, to be honest with you, Cedric Wilson was one of my favorite threes in the league. I mean, he's a really good three. Okay, so Amari's your best route runner's gone. Your three's gone. CeeDee Lamb's fine to a one. Gallup's never proven he can be a dependable two. I mean, it's they don't have a three. So I mean,
Amari got 8 touchdowns last year. Who's replacing the 8 touchdowns? Where are they divvying those up? You know, that's a lot of points.
Yep. All right, John Middlecoff, 3 and out. Go low pod. Buddy, this was great on short notice. We'll talk soon.
Have a good weekend, Colin.
Volume. Make sure to check out the Draymond Green Show. I brought Draymond Green into the Volume because one of the more entertaining voices in sports, unique perspective, understands behind the rope, also chops up with guests like Gary Payton, Zach LaVine, Tracy McGrady. Make sure, download the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts, only on the Volume Podcast Network.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.